have always been about the same thing. Really shifted as a party. Yeah, I don't think so. So can
let's
we
not get political. This is a music
show. We can't talk
show.
About that on the air.
Well, you can, but you got to actually like sign something or they're doing it.
I'm not signing anything. I don't care what you say. I'm not going to sign it. It's not going to happen.
And we can't be for or against anyone.
Sure we can.
Well,
not on air.
In the music world.
In the music world, yeah. I just went off on all of that. Are they going to like knock the door down or something? What's
no,
going to happen next?
No.
Well, it is Tufts. I mean, come on. You know, that's the kind of thing right there.
Right.
But anyway, what's been happening out in the clubs? Are people going back post-COVID? What's the story?
I do. I was going during COVID.
Really?
I was still doing gigs.
How was it going? Are people showing up?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's strange. Like, we did a midway gig during COVID, and they had a big, I don't know where they got it, a big plexiglass in front of us.
For people throwing stuff or for the disease?
Yeah, I was thinking of, Blues Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Go bottles against that hitting.
I mean, I don't know. Is that going to really make that kind of difference?
I don't know. I guess they're afraid of me spitting on people.
That part of it I can understand, you know, because that's prominent.
But they took it down, thank God.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on in the clubs, though? What's kind of... I don't have a sense of it.
Well, you'll have to come to our next show.
I hope to.
All right.
One of the last times I played in a club, a friend of mine showed up who's been covering the Boston music scene for years.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Arthur, you guys sound great.
You going to name this person?
I don't know. Should I?
Yeah. Give him a shout out. Say hi.
His name is Larry Katz, and he wrote for the Herald for...
I was going to say, I know that name.
Yeah.
Okay, Herald.
He covered, and he's brilliant. He's a really very, very bright guy. Has a degree from the Manhattan School of Music. He really knows what... He's played in everything from symphony orchestras to bluegrass to a band that was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I mean, on and on.
Good for Larry.
Yeah, he's and a terrific guy. And he said, geez, Arthur, you guys sound great. He said, but where's all the kids? There's no college kids in the place.
And I rock and roll are for the old guys.
And that was an interesting thing because he was used to it being always about that. And it should be. And this was, I think, in Somerville, so there should have been all kinds of college kids in there. And
you know what's interesting? Have you watched any of these YouTube videos of people like hearing Led Zeppelin for the first time? And they're like 20 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're flipping out about it.
Right.
It's like, what, do they just not give things a chance? I mean, rock and roll would still be good if everyone just listened a bit.
Well, one of the things that's fascinating right now is the most popular genre on streaming services is, guess what? Classic rock.
Mm.
It's not rap and hip-hop, which is nosediving, and it's not the new...
It is rap and hip-hop nosediving.
Yeah.
Because
there's no substance.
I'm gonna celebrate in the streets, man.
and then there's the new rock stuff with groups that have names about inanimate objects and things like that that are really, really, that can't play, write, or sing. Come on, this is just empty. And as a result of it, people are going back and discovering that. Over the summer on this very station, I heard a college kid raving about Steely Dan, and he was playing stuff I think from the Asia record. Which is a great...
I love when they think they discovered them.
Well, the guy had tremendous reverence for it. He was like, I haven't heard this, and somebody turned me on to it, and it's tremendous. And he was getting into it, and he understood some of what was happening musically, and it was just wonderful to hear that it was like, you know, the heavens opened up and the sun...
You want to hear Bodhisattva.
Bodhisattva, yeah, put it on with the introduction. Or we can just play your stuff.
No. Let's play your new song first.
All right, let's play the new song, which got in the press compared to Steely Dan, too.
Now, I love Arthur's music. I told him that. I told him, request yourself every week, and I will play you. I don't know if he would really do that, but...
Why call in?
But I meant it, because it's like I get sent so much stuff in
and
the mail.
And I think it's great.
And emails, and so it's like I'm worried about not playing something that was sent to me or asked for me to play.
And it's great that all these people get a chance to get heard, and I think that's wonderful.
And you deserve to get heard, too.
Well, thank you.
So just give me a reminder every now and then.
I will. And you at home, you can do that, too.
Because it's my pleasure to play Arthur
Nason. Thank you.
And now that I blew some smoke up your ass, you're very critical about bands, criticize Thigh Scrapers. What do you think of them?
I have heard you guys, and what you have going for you, which is different, is you have hooks, you write songs that are about something, and there's real melody. Think about the early Ramones stuff, which it reminds me of. Think about...
That's definitely influenced by that. Well, that's one band.
Think about the Pistols. The Pistols had certain things where there were really strong melodic hooks.
Mm.
And I think that's fascinating, and I think you guys do that. It's fun. It's intelligent. I still like to listen to the Ramones.
We're intelligent.
And yeah. A lot of the Boston stuff, though, sounds the same. And there really isn't. It's the same thing across
genre. I think we do have our own sound, though, don't you?
Clearly. Yeah, clearly. And you also have humor, and you have melodic ideas.
Thank you.
And I think that's what works.
Thank you.
And for you bands listening at home, work on that. Just work, and get back to me about it.
And you know how I know Arthur's not just blowing smoke? I've seen him a half dozen times at the Thigh Scraper shows.
And I enjoy
him. That's more than I can say for most people.
I like him. It's as simple as that. They put on a fun show, go and see them. You know, and
thank
if you guys
Arthur.
Show up sober, that's even better. I think that it's wonderful when you guys do that. You're more on top of your game. You're ready to go. No, it's a lot of fun. It's a fun show.
Sometimes
bring back the guy with the headdress, the Indian. I like the YMCA
that's
stuff.
That's my headdress.
Is it really?
I wore that
well,
down.
Then you
I
wear
wore
it.
That down in New York City.
Okay. Well, I'll
you can find pictures of me with that.
All right. Get the other guy. Get Jake Christopher. Get him to dress up as the construction worker, and you can get the bass player to go as the cop or something like that. And you know. There it is. You, none of the kids would know what that is.
It would be new. Yeah.
So it'd be like, these guys are great. What's going on? What's with the costumes? This is wonderful.
It's like Halloween.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people at the
door.
We
dress up. That's one thing we do, though. We do dress up a bit.
You dress up like Kiss most of the time with the makeup and everything, and I think that's wonderful.
We don't
you
do know? Kiss makeup.
All right, you threaten to. No, I threaten to. That's
the,
what
the
it was.
The most I'll do is eyeliner.
That's good. All right, that's good.
And that's because the Stones did it.
What's the one with the guy who dresses up like an animal? Isn't that, it's so Spinal Tap. The Kiss guy who dresses up like some sort
oh,
of...
Oh, yeah.
For like I don't know, he looks like a walrus.
Is it Peter
or,
Chris?
I don't know their names. I don't...
But he's the cat man.
Yeah, he's like a cat. Here he is. Well, it looks really spooky. He's all scary with the cat stuff. I like that. It's Halloween. Halloween costume ideas out there. You think of, oh, yeah, maybe me and my buddies, we'll dress up as Kiss. That'll be it. Yeah, that should be the way it goes.
You want to tell us about your new song you brought to me?
You know, we're not supposed to talk about politics, but I could not help but address this. And I thought it was important to address what's happening. And there's a lyric video online. And if you want to, you can get into the lyrics. If you want to just enjoy the music, you can just enjoy the music. And I think it's a wonderful track. Rock and Roll Globe compared it to Steely Dan. And I love Steely Dan. I think they're fantastic.
I do, too.
Did you know the guy from
some
the
people
Pistols?
Some people I can't admit that to.
Jones, the guy, the guitar player for the Pistols,
yep.
said, I'm bored with the whole punk thing. I want to go listen to Steely Dan. He said that. He absolutely... So all you punks, it's okay. You
can okay to say
yeah,
so. That's what I mean.
You, can come out of the Steely Dan closet now. You're all welcome here. It's everything safe.
Oh,
it's
always
okay.
FM.
I like all of what they did.
That's great.
I just think they're fantastic.
They just sound so hip. And they sound like they're junkies, which is kind of cool. Intelligent junkies.
Well, Becker clearly was. I don't know if Fagan was. I don't think so. But Becker had
didn't they like for years not play live
yeah.
and they recorded stuff
yeah.
and they like nobody saw them. They were like recluses and then but they would record.
Yeah.
And just stuff would come on the radio by them and
sure.
like people forgot yeah. what they looked like.
After like the third or fourth record.
And they're in there doing heroin.
Well
that's what I heard.
Okay. All right. One of them clearly was. I don't know if both were, but that's what I'd heard. And anyway, they rewrote so much about what could be done with songs, what could be done with record production. I mean, the harmony of what they did. Go back 100 years and look at everything from Duke Ellington and George Gershwin and all of that on up. They are as sophisticated or more so than anything that has come around. Those guys are that great. And there's even critics who diss them. And I'm going to find them and slap them around good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm with you. Steely Dan's great in my book.
Yeah.
And we'll play a little
bit. If you like music.
We'll play some live Steely Dan in a little bit. You found a good one that's... Who is that announcer?
So, this guy, this was in Santa Monica.
Do we want to talk about it before we play it and play your song right now?
Play my song right now, yeah. And then actually, why don't we just let the other one run? Because it's kind of, here's the only introduction. They had somebody, they pulled somebody out of wherever to introduce the band. And the guy clearly was inebriated. And
was he
going,
like part of the audience, this guy?
Or hanging around, or they found him, you know, lying down someplace. I mean, and he went off on a tangent, and it's really pretty funny.
Okay.
And the band is killing.
I heard it.
Absolutely killing.
I heard it. I just didn't know. I'm like, who the hell is this?
It's Cardi B. That's who it is.
I gotta figure out who this Cardi B is.
I can't stop saying it. I don't know. I just don't think there's enough Cardi B on the radio.
I don't know who she is. It's still funny.
Oh, it is. It's hilarious. It's really, really funny.
Okay. Oh, look. The CD fell asleep. It's we've been talking so much here.
Oh, it did?
There we go. I got things under control. So the name of this one is Arthur
without
Mason.
Without a clue.
Without a clue.
Yeah,
who's it about? Who's without a clue? Cardi B?
Well, of course, we start with Cardi B. We move on to Ariana Grande. Then
Mariah Carey.
Kanye, of course, who's a big fan of Adolf Hitler. We got to have him in there.
He can't say that about
he
people.
Did. He did. No, he said it. It's public.
Kanye West. Yeah, saying, I believe it.
Reconsider this. I mean, because, you know. Because the music's so great. Anyway, there are two.
Doesn't he realize, like, he'd be in an oven if he was over in Germany, you know?
Well, I think the thing is that how is his stuff going to get any attention if he's not making these kinds
outrageous
of...
outrageous statements?
Because you can't really... Well, anyway. The BBC picked this up. I don't know if they're going to play it, but they added it to their library, and I think they're going to put it on some shows and things like that.
This song here, Without a Clue?
Yeah. Which is really pretty cool. It had nothing to do with Sony. It had to do with, you know, other things, but they like it. And so
is it about iHeartRadio?
No. It has nothing to do with iHeartRadio or the BBC for that matter.
Who doesn't have a clue?
There are two characters in
the
song.
I mean, I know lots of people don't, but they want to know about this song.
Okay, there are two characters, and both the characters have been manipulated in some pretty awful ways as far as propaganda is concerned, and they no longer really understand
what... Fictitious figures?
It's an amalgam of these characters are fictional.
Yeah.
They're amalgams of things, but they've been manipulated to a point where they don't understand what's in their own best interest, and they're doing things that are going to really... harm themselves and others. You ever heard about the laws of stupidity? We'll talk about that next.
Isn't that Murphy's Law?
Well, that's a good one too, but the laws of stupidity really play into this. So that's a lot about what the song is about, but it has to do with what's going on in our country as we speak.
All right, let's listen. This is very intelligent music by Arthur Mason.
Gotta watch out for that.
You and the talking heads.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Without a Clue on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Of course, now it doesn't go.
here we go. There it is. Decorate his sleep. The soldiers like a general.
Is there more?
Nope, that's it.
Oh, you got 14 seconds at the end there, Mr. Producer, man.
You know what? Sometimes I want people to just digest for a moment. Just take your time, think about what you've heard.
No, you get my music bed, pal.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
All right.
So, who's ripping off Steely Dan?
Well, I've just figured out, I used to grab stuff off YouTube all the time, but I guess there's a rule against that, and to make sure we don't do it, the sneaky exec board did something to it, so I can't even play it.
So you at home have to seek it out for yourself. I hope you
enjoy it. Yeah, tell them how to find it.
So
Santa Monica, right?
Live Santa Monica. It's in the early to mid-70s, live Bodhisattva. There's a hilarious opening where the guy who's obviously inebriated goes on and on and on. And then the band is killing it. They're absolutely destroying the song. They're just doing so well.
The story's funnier when you find out they just grabbed that guy like off the street or something.
That's my understanding. It could be totally different.
But Arthur sent it to me last night, and I'm cracking up. I'm just going, who the heck is this guy?
Again, yeah. It was Ariana Grande, and she was, you know, I think 3 months old at the time. That's where it was. But
yeah, what year is that?
It's early to mid-70s.
Yeah.
I mean, this was right before they stopped touring, because I think it was by the third record that they... I don't remember.
Right. Well, I do have... That would be amazing if this was the same version. But I...
How long is it? Because that's going to tell you...
It's like
you
7 minutes, 40 seconds.
That might do it. Is it recent? Is there a year on it?
Let me look.
I don't know.
Called Gold.
Oh, Oh, no, that's probably not.
They wouldn't put it on that.
I don't think they would.
Gold is usually like a best of. Huh?
Yeah, and they clean it all up and make sure that everybody's all pretty. And
well, no, I'm dying for some live Buddha stuff.
So let's put something different on and we'll try to find it. How will we go from there?
No, we can't find it. I told you, I found it.
Oh.
But it doesn't play because...
So throughout the entire catalog, there's nothing. It isn't there. There's only the one from Gold.
Oh, no, there's tons of them, but they don't say live next to it like this.
Okay.
They could be, but I just don't know. All the rest of them come in at around 5 minutes, 16 seconds, except for this one that's 5 minutes, 47 seconds. That's probably live.
The intro itself goes on for at least a couple of minutes, and then there's the song.
Yeah, Alive in America.
Yeah, that's not going to be it. That's a more recent
1995.
Band. Yeah, that's much slicker. That's a whole different thing. Still great, but not what we were discussing.
Well,
I'm convinced that at least 30% of the audience listening to this knows how to get onto YouTube and find stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe 35%. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
I don't know. Is this a call-in show? Can people call in?
Sure.
What's the number?
855-915-9636. Call in, chime in, do what you like. Here's Steely Dan.
One, two.
You got it. This is one?
I hope it. Yeah, if they didn't edit it out, yes.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you made it here tonight. Because you're going to miss out. You can tell your friend tomorrow that they're going to miss out on a damn good thing we're going to give you tonight. Yeah. Right on. What we're going to give you tonight, it'll be down to the nitty gritty. Yeah. You can tell all your friends way over in hell, I don't care. You can tell them in over in Watts. You can tell them they met. You can tell them tonight that Santa Monica had been definitely set on fire, and they met on a damn good thing. The best thing ever happened to Santa Monica is going to be here tonight. Yeah. And you can also, all you little old pretty one, huh, if he ain't here tonight, huh, you can tell him forget it too, you know, because Mr. Whatever is here tonight. He gonna get down tonight, brother. He gonna get with it. He gonna give you something that Santa Monica that never had. If it good to you, it gotta be good for you. Right on. Yeah. And one thing I can tell you, brother, he is here tonight. Mr. Magnificent One is here. The beautiful one here. You little old pretty one, he here too. You know, whatever. Here is the magnificent one, the one and only one, Mr. Steely Dan and whatever.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Oh, stop.
No pills?
None. No. Stay away from it.
Yeah. Yep.
Get out of my office, you damn junkie.
Exactly.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm hanging out with Arthur Nason on a Crash Course for the Reavers Show. And now...
We found it. There you go. You got to hear it.
Yeah, that's we actually had that version
in
the system.
And now there it was.
I'm glad I know where to find it now.
All you punks out there should be humbled right about now. You should be sitting there thinking, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm missing something.
And, hey.
Stay away from those opioids, too.
This punk, God rest his soul, had a deadhead, grew up with a deadhead brother.
Okay.
And I'm not ashamed to admit. I mean, there was so much Grateful Dead playing in that house. I was into the punk music, but he would have the albums going over and over again and the bootlegs, and some of it really grew on me. There's some Grateful Dead songs I love.
Yeah.
Like Estimated Profit, you know?
Dark Star.
I'm not crazy about Dark Star. I mean, you got 15 minutes.
I think it's interesting. And if you're on the right, don't do this, kids. If you're, you know, I mean, I think that was kind of an interesting kind of thing where they took off. What's the other one there that I forget the name of it? Might be Ripple.
Ripple's a great song.
Yeah, it's just really beautiful melody. And Truckin'.
And if you listen to some of the old stuff, they have 3-minute songs that are like garage rock. When the Morning Comes.
Okay.
It's great. We'll play that.
All right.
We'll play that a little bit. Because you look like you don't know what I'm talking about.
We are cheesing off the punks left and right on this show.
This one I guarantee if you're into, you know, most punks are into garage rock. They'll like When the Morning Comes.
See, I love garage rock. I like all of that stuff.
If you've never heard you know, some of the shorter songs, you'll go, this is the Dead? Like, what?
Most people like a wide variety of music. And I really don't like when people, and I don't care if it's the classical people doing it, the jazz snobs doing it, the punk snobs doing it. When people sit there and say, no, I only like this or I only like that. Come on. Give me a break. All kinds of stuff can be wonderful.
Well, this show definitely leans to the punk side.
Yeah.
Except for when we have Arthur Nason as a guest.
I've been in most of the punk magazines. I've probably been in more punk magazines than all of you people.
There you go. You get your cred.
And I really think that Phil Spector producing the Ramones was an enormous step in a hugely wonderful direction.
It was great.
Yeah, I mean, I play rock and roll radio. That's just so good. I mean,
but like, you know, I am heavy into punk, you know, especially like, you know, I love the gritty stuff, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. I was good friends with Billy Rath, you know, that's how I got into a lot of the stuff. He was bassist with the Heartbreakers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, so I got my cred, but I'm going to say best band of all time for me, the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
You know? And so, and I can even point out some of the songs that would be proto-punk by the Stones.
Sure. I like all that stuff. I've played in CBGBs a ton of times.
And you know, and the punks of today who might go, you like Stones, Big Stadium, Rock, you know, guess what? Johnny Thunder's favorite band was the Stones. So
yeah,
sit on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Those guys were all listening to the Stones.
Sure, that's where they got it.
Yes.
Thunder's whole thing was from the Stones.
Right, he was the even grungier Keith Richards.
Yeah, look at the way he soloed on different stuff. He was trying to get that. I mean, and of course, then Keith Richards was just trying to cop Chuck Berry and Muddy Waters and all that. I mean, just it's a continuum of ideas.
Right.
And I don't know, this whole snob thing, just not cool, dudes. Not cool.
And, I mean, David Johansen, I mean, who cannot see Mick Jagger in that guy's face?
Have you ever heard any of the Buster Poindexter records?
Horrible.
Okay. There's one that is, he does a version of an old record called Butcher Pete. Have you ever heard this?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
We can look it up.
All right. Let's look that one up.
Let me do the Boston Groupie News Report.
All right. Let's do that now.
Okay. Boston Groupie News Report, Arthur. That's where I go to bostongroupienews.com. Let you know what's going on tonight and maybe a little further out. But there's all sorts of articles on bostongroupienews.com. And, you know, they go into see how far this goes for shows. They're all the way into January. I'm just going to tell you a couple of nights, you know, what's going on tonight.
How many of these bands like Steely Dan? What do you think?
I think all of them do.
They all do, but they won't admit it.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
And they're all deadheads, too. They're all wearing the tie-dye, and they get the patchouli.
At home,
and they're like talking about crunchy grooves and different stuff like that. That's what these kids are doing. They can't fool me.
Okay, let me concentrate for a second here.
All right.
You get my mind going in three different directions. Tonight, Son of a Gun, the legendary Brewmasters, the Ballbusters, great band. Thigh Scrapers have played with them. Linwood Strange, that's at the Midway. It actually starts in a half hour, 3 p.m. matinee.
Oh.
You can make it. At the Jungle tonight. Music at 8 p.m. It's Hammered Saint. Great band. Tiger Bomb. Excellent band. Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. Love them. And Warthog. That's a, you know, I can't say I don't like them. It's a Ramones cover band, and they sound a lot like the Ramones. But
the other guys are religious. Do you think they're both religious? I don't know. Just
I have a thing about cover bands, though. I mean, you know,
I'm not wild about
maybe
it
maybe because they make money and I'm jealous.
Here I am bagging groceries and these guys are out there playing Ramones covers. What's this? This isn't fair, man. Not cool.
Okay, at Deep Cuts in Medford. What's that? Deep Cuts.
It's a place.
Yeah,
I've yet to hear of it.
Me neither. Murphy's Law, the Rumjacks, Barstool Preachers are at Deep Cuts in Medford tonight.
Is it like a restaurant or something?
I don't know. They don't tell me anything.
All right.
Some of these do have things you can click on.
An address or something.
That one has no information on what Deep Cuts is. The Len Price 3. I'm trying to pronounce this one. Paul Myra Del Ran and the Doppelgang. Steve Krebs and the Man of G's. That's a Parkside Lounge, New York City. Yep, we're friends with New Yorkers, too.
I played a ton of the clubs, the Alphabet City clubs, all of them. I like New York.
Well, you know what? I actually, because the Thigh Scrapers have played over a half dozen times down in, you know, East Village. Is it East Village or East End or what? East,
yeah, I mean, it depends. It's Lower East Side, depending on how
Lower
far
East
you're
side,
going
yeah,
down.
Lower yeah. East Side.
Alphabet City and all that good stuff.
I think because of that, and me just meeting a lot of great people down there and, yeah. And their scene, and they really want to know about my show, and they send me stuff. I've got a lot of New York City listeners.
There's a big
for a
back
crash
and
course
forth.
For the Ravens.
And it's wonderful.
And I think because of that, Paul Lovell, Blowfish of Boston Groupie News,
okay.
Has started putting in, you know, not just when a local band from here is playing in New York. All those bands I just mentioned are New York bands.
So don't be provincially minded, people. Open them up.
But I think that was influenced from the show, I think.
See, you're the open-minded guy running a radio show. You're the opposite of iHeartRadio, the opposite of many different shows.
Because we all know, like, some of the kings of cool have come out of New York City. We have to, and we live so close to it. You got to include them, you know.
All the time. I've played probably more in New York than Boston.
And they should be part of New England.
Or Boston's maybe a suburb of New York.
Okay, right. Tomorrow, early Halloween dress up, mess around with Shotgun Waltz duo Kevin Combs and Lisa McColgan from the Zip Ups. See their October 20th show below. And Kate Redgate, and of course your hosts, Tom Baker and Jay Allen. Does it even say where it is? Did I say it and not get... I don't know where that is.
Don't they do that in Cambridge?
I think they usually do it at the Plowin' Stars.
Okay.
I think Paul didn't... I forgot to put it in there. But
those kids are on those pills. That's what it is.
I've got some other stuff I really need to get to. So for all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com and check it out for yourself. Here's Rick Blaze and the Ball Busters. You can see tonight.
The Ball Busters, yeah.
Rick Blaze and the Ball Busters. I think Rick has left the scene, but you can see the Ball Busters tonight, and they still sound phenomenal.
They do sound good.
Very Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreaker-ish.
Sure.
I mean, they even mention Walter Lohr and stuff in that song, if you listen to it closely.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear next?
I want to hear your band, Thigh Scrapers. I want to hear 8-Ball Shifter. Let's go.
Are you just
Let's
saying that?
Now. No, I'm not saying it. Cardi B came in and she said that. That's what's happening.
She's a Scraper fan?
She's a big Scrapers fan. She goes way back with you guys from all the New York shows. She's seen them all.
All right.
Every single one of them.
I don't usually do this because to me it seems like public masturbation, but...
And we're okay with that. Don't worry about it, kids. Remember the Gilbert Gottfried joke where he says, his father comes in and says, son, if you don't stop masturbating, you're going to go blind. He said, I'm over here, Dad. You know? I always liked that one. But
so, yes, I it has to be requested, and that request has to be heard on air.
Here it is.
Before I play some Thigh Scrapers. Besides the opening theme song.
Okay.
Driving Saturday.
I'll look beyond that one. All right,
that's
I understand.
I made that so we could get played once a week, and it wouldn't be public masturbation.
Right.
It's the theme song.
Right.
You know?
So, here is the Thigh Scrapers with 8-Ball Shifter.
Thank you, Arthur.
You got it.
We're on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Things may not be how they seem. justice fails. Oh, that's for 40 days.
Take away your rights, vote them out. when they're hiding in plain sight. Vote them out. You think you've had enough now? Change the world. It's only when times are tough we change the world.